You learn something new every day by DS Dragon, daswillow783@gmail.com, rated G, submitted May 2006. Disclaimer, I don't own the characters or the settings in this fanfic, I only own the idea. I couldn't begin to tell you who actually does own them, although I suppose I could look it up, but I'm not that industrious. Author's notes. This is a collection of vignettes based on the same theme, a theme I've never seen in any of the Lois and Clark fic I've read. This vignette, the third in the collection, is set sometime in fourth season, after Swear to God This Time We're Not Kidding. On second thought, better make it after Soulmates. Jimmy Olsen strolled down a busy metropolis street on his way to the Daily Planet. Just as he reached the overhang underneath the globe, he heard someone say, "Pardon me, but I wonder if you might help me find someone." Turning, Jimmy noticed a man who was about Perry White's age coming forward out of a shadow near the planet's entrance. The sun was behind the building at this time of the morning, so Jimmy hadn't seen the man as he walked around the corner. Realizing that the man was expecting an answer, Jimmy said, "Sure. Someone specific or just in general?" He gestured toward the planet's doors. "We've got personal ads for the general stuff, and sources for the specific." "I'm looking for my son," the man said. "His name is Kal-El." Jimmy stroked his chin with one hand and pursed his lips. "Hmm," he mused. "I've never heard a name like that before. What's he look like?" Before the man could answer, however, Jimmy saw his friend Clark Kent coming toward the building from the opposite corner. "Hey, CK," he called, waving the man over. Clark joined the two men standing outside the entrance to the Daily Planet. "Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?" "This guy says he's looking for his son," Jimmy explained, "but his son's name isn't anything I've heard before. Maybe you know him?" Clark looked at the older man and shrugged. "Maybe. What's your son's name?" "His name is Kal-El." Clark blinked. Clark wanted to stare at the older man, but at the same time didn't dare, for fear of giving himself away to the young photographer. Thinking quickly, Clark stalled. In as calm a voice as possible, Clark said, "Yeah, I know who that is, Jimmy. Why don't you go on inside, and I'll go get him?" Between sentences, he thought, looking at the older man, "I am Kal-El, but I thought you had died with Krypton." "That is what you were told. We were not certain we would survive long enough for the larger transport to make its way to Earth," came the answer. "Why does this young man call you CK?" "Okay," Jimmy answered, shaking Clark and the other man out of their mental conversation. As he moved toward the entrance, he turned back and asked, "So who is Kal-El, and how do you know him?" "Kal-El is the name Superman was given at birth," Clark answered. "Stay here, I'll explain when I return," he added mentally, watching Jimmy. "And unless I miss my guess, he's really going to want to see this man here, so I better go get him." Jimmy's eyes widened as his hand rested on the door. "Wow, Superman's got a dad?" Clark chuckled. "Who doesn't?" Before Jimmy could go inside, however, he thought of something else. "Hey, Jimmy, could you ask Lois to meet me at the Brownstone for lunch? We were planning on walking to the deli at the corner, but I don't know how long it's going to take to find Superman, so..." Yeah, sure, CK, no problem," the young man enthused. Clark heard Jimmy muttering to himself, "Wow, Superman has a dad. Learn something new every day, I guess. Two somethings for me today." Then, just before the door to the Daily Planet closed behind him, Jimmy paused for half a second and mused, "I wonder what Kal-El means." Author's notes. In case you haven't figured it out yet, this collection of vignettes is based on the theme, what if Jor-El, or even Jor-El and Laura, had survived the explosion of Krypton, but had to use a slower ship than Clark's. I'm not sure whether it was ever mentioned to the public in general, on the show of course, that Superman's Kryptonian name was Kal-El. The only time I can think of when it might have been said was when the new Kryptonians were around. But I don't remember enough about that part of the series. At this point, Season 3 isn't out on DVD yet, still another month to go. In this particular story, as may be the case for the other stories, I have left room for a continuation or a sequel. I may or may not do this myself, although I do have a few different branch-off ideas with which I can continue. I just have trouble deciding which ones I want to go with. Anyone who wishes is welcome to write their own stories based on any of the beginnings I have or will have written for this vignette collection. Feedback is greatly appreciated. Please email me at daswillow783@gmail.com or go to the feedback thread on the message board for this story. This has been a Lois and Clark fanfic recording. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman and Related Characters, are copyrighted by Time Warner Incorporated. Some situations and dialogue may have been borrowed from the show. No copyright infringement is intended. Authors and readers receive no monetary benefit from their work. For more information and to see and hear other stories, please visit lcfanfic.com.